After almost a year now since the US-Africa Leaders Summit was held, the US government says it has helped close to 75 new commercial trade deals with African countries for a total estimated value of $5.7 billion in two-way trade and investment through African Growth and Opportunity Act. The US Deputy Secretary of Commerce Don Graves says that the United States is committed to boosting cooperation with private sector on the continent.
Africa is poised for massive economic growth. It is the fastest growing continent in the world. That's why it's so important for us to be well connected. We can tap into African diaspora in America, the more than 46 million people who trace their roots back to Africa. And we want to be true partners to make sure that our private sectors are working hand in hand.
Africa wants the U.S. Congress to renew its flagship trade program for the continent for at least 10 years. John Bosco Kalisa is the CEO of the East African Business Council.
It was really excellent agreement in terms of job creation, in terms of contributing to our economic growth, in terms of promoting those regional value chain, including the textile, leather, arts and craft to access U.S. market. So that's why we've been pushing at the continental level as well as the regional level, ESC level, to have AGOA extended post-2025.
The U.S. President Joe Biden said he is considering omitting some African countries, including Uganda, a member of East African Community. Uganda's relation with the U.S. deteriorated after Kampala passed the anti-homosexuality bill. Peter Matuki is the Secretary General of the East African Community.
It's in their own discretion to decide who to work with or who not to work with. Cannot really come and force anyone to work with whoever they don't want. And America is one of the largest democracies in the world. And they value a lot the voice of the people. And therefore, in this particular case, Uganda listened to the voice of the people through their parliament.
AGOA is a trade agreement that provides duty-free access to the U.S. market for special categories of products from eligible African countries. It has been credited with boosting economic growth and creating jobs in Africa and the U.S. U.S. lawmakers and the Biden administration are backing the renewal of AGOA, which saw over $10 billion worth of African exports enter the United States duty-free last year. For Voice of America, I'm Moses Havyarimana in Arusha, Tanzania.